This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. We're on Wednesday Morning Talk Radio this morning. It is 8:02, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. I'm your host this morning, Lisa Loving. And how many times have you been listening to the news or traveling down the street and seeing how frustrating your neighborhood is and how people are broke and people are suffering, and you think about the bank? I think this is reminding me of this movie, It's a Wonderful Life. How many times have you thought, God, this country is turning into a great big Potterville, right? Well, check this out. There is this amazing program that I had never heard of before that basically gives you an opportunity to invest in the people around you who need a leg up. And I'm really thrilled to bring this show on the air this morning because this program needs more people to invest in it. So we are joined today by Joy Hunt and Kathy Turner of the Neighborhood Partnerships and Doug Cooper of Mercy Corps.
Mercy Corps Northwest,
which is kind of cool when you think about Mercy Corps investing in our neighborhoods instead of, all, you know, actually, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having us.
We're really glad to be here today. Thank you so much.
So this program that we're talking about, Oregon Individual Development Account Initiative, it just was basically vetted, evaluated by Portland State University's Regional Research Institute, which basically said that this is a super effective program, helping aid Oregon families challenged by poverty. But it's more than that. It's more than just a loan program. So can someone talk a little bit, just sketch out what this whole entire program is about?
Sure.
All right.
I'll give it a start. This is Kathy. Hi, everyone out there, and good morning, and happy the next to shortest day of the year. So, you know, as Lisa pointed out, one of the issues that we're facing really is in our communities, we have families and individuals who have no or low job skills. We have folks who are unstable financially, and they may be living paycheck to paycheck, and they also, their housing situations might not be stable. And so really what we sought to do here and what we've been doing here is to create a pathway to their financial stability, and that financial stability will then and again turn around to create more community stability and actually help Oregon recover financially. So I'm going to go ahead and let Joy talk a little bit more about the program. But really, our purpose, our vision in Neighborhood Partnerships is that everyone in Oregon can thrive. And what we have to do is we have to have the chutzpah to go make that happen. And this is one avenue to do it. So Joy, why don't you talk about how it works?
Yeah, so the theory behind individual development accounts is that the thing that helps people really change their economic prospects over the long term is building their wealth. So individual development accounts are a match savings program. So for every dollar you put into a special account that you open up that's just for this purpose, you get a $3 match towards building your wealth over the long term. And when I say building your wealth, the things that we're talking about are buying your first home, starting or expanding a small business, receiving a post-secondary education.
Going to college.
Yeah, going to college, exactly. Repairing a home that's no longer livable that maybe you already own, or buying technology that you need to work.
I can't believe you guys are doing this. This is the coolest thing.
It's the coolest
it's
thing.
It's just
it
the kind of thing that you
program.
Think, isn't mm-hmm. somebody doing that somewhere? And you are doing it. Who started it?
So the idea originally came from a researcher from Washington University in St. Louis, Michael Sheradin, in 1991. And then there's been some federal legislation that supported individual development accounts, but then the IDA program passed the Oregon State Legislature in 1999. So it's been around for a while. We enrolled our first participant in 2002. It took a couple years to refine the model and get things off the ground. And now it's available to a wide variety of nonprofits all over our state. Mm. And one of our great nonprofit partners is Mercy Corps Northwest. We have Doug Cooper here with us today. Also in the Portland metropolitan area, another one of our partners is the Portland Housing Center. The Native American Youth and Family Center offers IDAs, and several other nonprofits in the Portland area have this program. So if you're looking for an IDA provider, if you maybe want to start or expand a small business, you know, we'll give you some credit information that you can follow up with Doug after this radio show. Or if you want to buy your first home, you can contact the Portland Housing Center. Or I can help you find somebody if you're interested in going back to school that could pair you up with an education IDA.
And it's a loan.
It's not a loan. It's not a loan. It's really money that you have to work for. So to be in the program, you have to make a budget, meet with a sort of a intake special or a counselor, and make a savings plan for yourself. And the plan could last from 6 months to 3 years. And it basically involves you really working hard to take a hard look at your finances and put money aside every month. And when you finish, when you make your goal, so say you save $1,000, when you finish, that's matched 3-to-1 towards purchasing an asset that helps you build your wealth. So if you save $1,000, you'll receive $3,000 in matching funds towards starting a small business or buying that first home.
Or going to college.
Or going to college, yes. Or doing some other, you know, post-secondary education that helps you build your skills to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really a cool program. I feel so lucky that I work for it and get to come on the radio and talk about it because it's very positive. And in a time when resources are so stretched, this is a really good thing that's available to the community.
You know, what's interesting to me about it, too, is that a lot of times, you know, in our country, we have this kind of crisis of values and these culture wars that if someone needs money, it's because of something they did. If someone's rich, it's because of something they did. It's not like the, you know, and here is a program that, you know, it rewards people for basically being able to save. It's great.
Right.
In the most tangible possible way as well.
There's a real important element also is that that's the education piece. On all of these, there's a real strong education piece that goes along with the budgeting. And that adds value in terms of that's long-term skills that people learn to manage their budgets in the future, besides having the assets that make immediate change in their circumstances.
That's such an interesting point about this program, too. We're talking about the Oregon Individual Development Accounts. We, you know, when I was in high school, people would take this class called personal finance, but it was one of those classes where you would, like, sit in the back row and flirt with who was next to you. I don't know where people learn how to manage our money, and we're not that great at it as a society. Well, actually, I mean, so many... The economy relies on us not saving. So I just think that even just the whole interesting idea of teaching people exactly how to budget and save. Budgets are really complicated anymore with the way that we use our debit cards and stuff like that. And the Portland State Report says more than 1,600 Oregonians have already taken advantage of this. They've already met their savings goals through this program.
Yeah, we have had over 1,600 graduates, and we have over 1,300 people currently enrolled in the program. So it's a huge program that's really having a big effect on Oregon's communities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a limit to how many people you can help out this way?
Well, part of the limit comes from the fact that the program is funded through charitable contributions, that people, donations large and small that other Oregonians have sent in, and that neighborhood partnership, they come to neighborhood partnerships and then we administer them and share them with the partners. The part of the legislation and part of what makes contributing attractive for the charitable contributors, and you have till December 31st to do that, to get this, is that you're eligible for a 75% Oregon tax credit if you contribute. So everybody wins with this program, contributors, participants, and that's why we call it one of the perfect partnerships, because it really benefits everyone. When you give, you benefit someone else, like you said, the leg up, and so it's really fun to be involved with it, and really meaningful, too. I've just got to say that.
I actually wanted to ask Mr. Cooper, what does Mercy Corps Northwest do with the, how does Mercy Corps Northwest piece come in with this?
Our main focus is in economic development. And as a program at Mercy Corps, most people know Mercy Corps in the context of international
aid,
development and relief. And we do work in 40 countries around the world. Mercy Corps Northwest is the only domestic program. So we work in Oregon and Washington, and we're here because Portland is our international headquarters. And the community has always been supportive of us since we've been here in the 1980s. So in the late 1990s, our leadership decided they wanted to do something for our community that had been so supportive. And of all the skills that we do have overseas and use overseas, economic development was the one we thought was most transferable to our community here. So we started out doing a lot of education for refugees and immigrants, And that moved quickly to more basic economic development, especially around microenterprise. So we do a lot of education. We have three real core programs. We have education program around small business and self-employment. We have the IDA program, which fits really nicely into this continuum of education and then education and assets. And then finally, we have a microenterprise program that actually does lending for small businesses, either startups or expanding anywhere up to $50,000.
Doug, I didn't even know that you did that. That's so interesting. And I want to open up the phone lines. This show this morning is a little different than what we usually do on talk radio. Usually we have some point of view. We're trying to push people to debate some issue. But this show, this program, this Oregon Individual Development Account institution is so fascinating, and I think that a lot of our listeners this morning could benefit by it. Also, I know that a lot of our listeners would want to contribute to some kind of fund if they knew that it was a fund that helps our neighbors and the people that we see walking down the street go to college or get a house or put a new roof on their house. You know, when I go to work, when I ride my bike to work, there's this one house I see in North Portland where an African-American woman lives there, and I think she, you know, she's the only one in this house, and the roof, it looks like it's hasn't been roofed in like decades. If I knew that I could contribute to a fund where that woman could get a new roof on her house, God, I would do it. So I want to open up the phone lines, and maybe you guys listening right now have a question about this program or anything to contribute to this conversation. We would love to hear from you because I think that you all should participate in it, okay? And the number to call is 503-231-8187. If you have questions for Joy, Doug, and Kathy about the Oregon Individual Development Account, how could it help you? Actually, if you would like to apply or invest in something, we would love to hear from you. And what would you like to see your money invested in? I would love to hear that. Because we get a lot of callers on this show just talking about, God, I wish someone would do something where we could invest in our own neighborhoods. And I love that. Yeah, 503-231-8187 is the number to call. So, Kathy, people who are listening can invest in this. Or actually, what are the? Do people invest, or do they just make a contribution to Mercy Corps Northwest? Can people like earmark their money to go into this program specifically?
We have a statewide pool that we put together, and people can contribute to Mercy Corps. I myself have. But to contribute to the IDA initiative directly, you can go online at ida.neighborhoodpartnerships.org. But we manage the pool statewide. We don't earmark it for any particular area, although we have a huge concentration of services here in Multnomah, in the Tri-County area here in Portland, et cetera.
It's where most people live.
Right, it is. And, thank you, Portland, for your generosity. It's where most people donate from, too. So we're very appreciative of that. So if you wish to donate, you could just go online to ida.neighborhoodpartnerships.org or give me a call at 503-226-3001, and that's extension 101.
And we'll give that number out again later.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
But again, I mean, this program, I mean, I just have to keep babbling and saying I didn't know anyone did this. And I want to ask you guys, is there like a typical person, what are most people trying to get financial help to do?
Well, the most popular asset classes that people pursue in the program are starting a small business, buying a home, or going back to school, which if you think about the things that we do in our lives to build wealth, those are the three of the big ones. And before we should go any farther, I should also say that there are some requirements about who can be in the program.
Right, that's the next question.
Yeah. So to participate in the program, you have to be below 80% of median family income for the county that you live in. So for a household of one in Multnomah County or Washington County or Clackamas County, that's $39,900. So that's actually sort of a lot of money. I mean, that applies to a lot of people that I know. Or for a family of four, you have to be below $57,950 to participate in the program in this area. You also can't already be high wealth, so that your net worth, excluding the home that you live in and one vehicle needs to be below $20,000. Since the idea of this program is to help people who don't already have wealth build their financial resources, you can't be high wealth to be in the program. And just two other requirements: you need to be an Oregon resident, and you need to be 12 years of age or older. So those are the basic things that you need to do to be in the program.
12 years of age or older. Sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, youth can save for small businesses in this program or for their educations. And the other piece of that is that you need to be 3 years away or less from making this big purchase that you're ready to save towards and budget towards. And like Doug said, education is a huge part of our program. So it's taking a financial education class, but also if you want to open a business, taking a business planning class, or if you want to buy a home, taking a home buyer 101 class, or some kind of a class to help make sure that once you make your asset purchase, that it's really going to be a sound investment.
That is so interesting. So the classes themselves, who does those? Where do people go? Is it a specific institution that does those? Or
We actually teach our classes.
Mercy Corps.
We do, yeah. It's a six-week class, 3 hours a night. So it's basically 18 hours of classroom education with other small business owners that are just getting started. So it's a great environment. It's a real wide variety of types of businesses and sub-businesses that are just getting started, some that have been in business for a while. So it's a very interactive learning environment. But they have to go through that class. Then it's another requirement for the business IDA. They have to finish their business plan. And then our staff reviews the business plan, goes over it with them, make sure it's sound, make sure the investments are going to make sense. And then once they fill those three requirements, which are the savings, the education, and the business plan, we can match their $1,000 of savings with $3,000 of the IDA assets, and we can help disperse that for them to buy assets for their business.
Dude, that is so cool. This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. We're joined in the studio by Joy Hunt, Doug Cooper, and Kathy Turner. We're talking about the Oregon Individual Development Account Program. It's kind of an education and micro loan program, and we've got a full slate of callers. BJ, BJ, what's going on, BJ? Are you going to go and enroll in this, BJ?
Yes, I'm very interested. Is this the same woman I was talking to the other night?
I don't have any idea, BJ. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to know what the Fanatics stand for, IDA.
Oh, I can answer that, BJ. It stands for Individual Development Account. So when you're in the savings program, you go and open an account at a partner banking institution, and it's yours, so that's the individual piece. So that's where the name comes from, Individual Development Account.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, BJ, do you have, a vision of something that you would like to achieve, through a program like this?
Paint houses, put roofs on, decorate, fix up, and make look good.
All right. Well, that's great. Thanks a lot, BJ. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And the number to call is 503-231-8187. And we have Al on the line. Al, what's going on?
Well, good program. Interesting, I think you commented that the cause you're pushing is in conflict with the market economy we live in, where everybody's after your money, and people squander a huge amount of money. An irony in my mind, I hear on your station a couple of the moderators on your talk shows pushing legalization of marijuana. I mean, to me, that's a huge irony. Not hear the romance of legalized prostitution and so forth on your station, and to me, it's very, very disgusting and corrosive. And it totally against what you're talking about today. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And so that was Al. The number to call is 503-231-8187. And we have Sarah on the line. Sarah, what's going on?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
And I'm part of the PSU evaluation team.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Joy.
Good morning.
Can you talk, so you were one of the people that evaluated the Oregon Individual Development Account Program, and the evaluation basically said that this is a really important program that's actually really helping people. What did you look at? How did you evaluate it?
So we collected data from the participants in the program. We did some surveys. We talked to people about their experiences on the end of the program and then a year after they had left the program. Some of the things that the people said were, talking about learning to use budgets and creating emergency funds and saving for things and all these things that sort of they learned in the classes. The education provided them with the tools to sort of create this different way of thinking about money and different ways of, like, using budgeting and, you know, giving them the tools to sort of be able to save for these things that they really wanted to have. And I think one of the, for me, like, when we did the evaluation, one of the really amazing things is people really talking about their confidence level increasing and how much the program really meant to them and really, like, you know, building their self-esteem and so that they could do these things, you know, because buying a house, going to school, some of these things can seem very daunting, you know, these are huge things to do, and especially if you haven't had such a relationship with money in the past. I think the program really helps people in that way.
You know what strikes me about it is when you're talking about having a class for small business owners to get together and learn how to build a business plan and stuff like that, or if you're talking about putting together a class maybe where people are going to learn how to save money to go to college, you're actually putting a bunch of people in the same situation in the same room, and you're kind of building community around the idea of success. So it's got to have some built-in, you know, support for the other people. So that's really interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Sarah, and really appreciate your calling in. And this is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Lisa Loving. We do have a couple other callers, I think. Oh, we have Paul on the phone.
Good morning.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Well, I'm listening to your show, and I got a couple of questions. But first of all, yeah, I know there in my community, there's a local community in North Portland, there's a business that was started by a loan from Mercy Corps that everybody's, like, really glad we have in this community, so I really appreciate the community building aspect that we're getting a local benefit. So I have a question for the guy from Mercy Corps. My thought on this is that is this how you, like, leverage your funds when you're waiting for to go someplace and help some people that you invest in the community and get a little bit of a return on the donations that people give to you?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, Mercy Corps Northwest is a separate financial organization from Mercy Corps, our parent organization. So we're actually one of the 40 programs that Mercy Corps runs across the world, but Mercy Corps Northwest is a separate 501c3 that operates here in Portland, in Oregon, and Washington. So when people donate to Mercy Corps International, that money does go overseas. That goes to the international programs for disaster relief and development overseas. To donate to Mercy Corps Northwest, that would be a separate donation that we're completely separate. So we create our own, we have to generate our own working budget. We don't receive any of the funds that come in as donations for Mercy Corps unless they're specifically marked for Mercy Corps Northwest for work here in Oregon and Washington. Did that answer your question?
Well, not really. The basic gist of my question is that does the money that Mercy Corps received, does it grow because of these loans?
No, that's what I was saying. We generate Mercy Corps Northwest, my organization is a program of Mercy Corps. We go out and look for donations and grants and get foundation support to do the work around economic development, make those loans here in the Northwest.
I think is Paul, are you kind of Paul, are you asking, is the money invested in some way so that it gains a value at the bank or something like that?
Well, similar to a bank, it seems where I'm going with this is that it seems to me that this would be a good way for pension funds to invest money in the community. So instead of investing money in Travis and Roberts, who destroy the businesses that they buy.
I got you. That's I understand.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yes, we do have a loan fund that we operate. And I don't want to get too far away from the IDA program because that's the main focus here today. But we do have a loan fund that we distribute to the community. And we look for donations to that loan fund, and that does go back into the community directly.
I didn't know you did that. That's cool.
Okay, so I want to make one quick comment, Lisa. You talked about somebody getting a loan to do the roof. And, you know, we put on a new roof a couple of years ago, and I called up the Roofers Union to get find out that the people that fixed our roof were going to get good wages, and when I turned around and looked at my neighbors that had their roof done, we got a much better deal, higher quality roof for less money by calling up the roofers union to have them refer us to union contractors.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
And actually, Paul, when folks do individual development account savings programs, we really do encourage them to shop around. So I think that hopefully people that come through our program have the skill to get a couple different price quotes, and you know that's sort of part of the asset-specific education training that you provided in the IDA program. Mm. And I just wanted to clarify one thing. Mercy Corps Northwest does offer some loans, but the individual development account program that we're talking about here today is a match savings program. So you save a dollar and you get $3 in matching funds towards, for example, getting a new roof or buying your first home or building an asset that creates wealth. So it's different than a loan. It's actually a savings program that you know, rewards you for budgeting and setting money aside every month.
It's a development program.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I wanted to be clear that we're not the only one that offers the enterprise IDAs.
Yeah, can we get the list of all the other, can anyone just reel off the list of some of the other organizations? Are there 8 or 9 or something like that?
So actually, there's almost 80 organizations all around the state that have this program. Okay. It's a huge long list. So, but some great folks that you can partner with in the Portland area are Mercy Corps Northwest, the Portland Housing Center, the Native American Youth and Family Center, or if you're looking for an education IDA, the best thing to do is to call me directly, and I can help you find an education provider that will have a program tailored to you. And my number is the same as Kathy's. We work together.
You know, let's give the numbers out at the end so that when we're telling people what number to call, they won't get all confused. And we do have a full slate of callers as well.
Oh, excellent. Great. Oh, wonderful.
We have Mason on the line. Mason, do you have a vision for some part of the neighborhood that you think should be invested in through a development program? What do you think?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was calling because I have a business plan, and I was wondering if you guys help with, like, grants or anything. And it's in the Lynch community. There's a vacant lot, and I think it would be great, you know, for me to invest in it. And I was wondering if you guys do anything with grant writing or anything like that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mason. So when people have a vision like that, what exactly kind of things can they learn about through the class thing?
The class is really focused on the development of a business plan, of a solid business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like I said, it's one of the three components to getting an IDA, an individual development account, which is a grant.
So if Mason, then, he sees this vacant lot, he's like, God, let's build something, let's do something with this vacant lot. He's already got, you know, he's already got a business plan, he's got this vision for the business plan. So what he would do is who would he call? I mean, how do you just start the process of getting involved with the...
Well, you can call me for a referral to a provider in your neighborhood, and I'll talk you through the basic eligibility requirements, so making sure that you're under 80% of median family income based on your household size in the county you live in, and under sort of the wealth requirement, $20,000. And we'll talk about where you live and which group would be convenient for you to work with, if you're going to go to school, if there's an organization that's working in your campus community, or if you know, if you're interested in homeownership, if there's a homeownership center that would be a good fit for you. And then I'll give you the contact information to follow up with a group that sort of makes the most sense based on where you're located geographically and what your specific goals are. You can contact Mercy Corps directly.
Yeah, so Mason, yeah, maybe so. And so you would have to contact the folks directly to figure out whether your vision fits in with the program. And the website, one more time, is...
IDA.neighborhoodpartnerships.org, and that's partnerships.org.
With an S. Mason, I want you to do that because I want to hear how it's working out, because I definitely want you to do something with that vacant lot. And it looks like you very well could get some kind of nice grant with your investment in time, and also learn other people, meet other people, and learn a little bit more even about what's going on with that. And do we have some more callers? Stevie Ray! Happy holidays, Stevie Ray!
Thanks, guys.
Do you have a vision, Stevie Ray, for something that you think should be invested in and developed in the neighborhood?
I really do, and I was thinking that I could maybe match up with KBOO, but because I know that to start up a nonprofit, I guess you have to be like sponsored by another nonprofit, but that was kind of my question for these guys, is for your business plan classes, do you also... help with people who want more of like a nonprofit organizational
model. Oh, what an interesting question.
Because I want to be able to have the same kind of tax deductible aspect to the donations. Because what I want to do is like a job creating and simultaneously nonprofit financing tool type things.
Oh, How fun is that? Okay, cool, Stevie Ray. So here, let's. What do you think about that?
It's a really, really hard question. The goal of the program is to help improve your, build your wealth and your long-term economic situation.
Oh, so it's more like a personal thing, kind of.
Yeah, and so we do support business creation. That's integral to what we do, but a nonprofit business that is a tricky call for us. I don't know, Doug, what you guys would say about that.
Yeah. Regardless of the goal of the business, social enterprise basically is a for-commerce business, a private enterprise business that has a social benefit. So it can be structured around that, and even nonprofits have to operate like a business.
Right.
I mean, you have to be economically viable. So whether her long-term goal is to create a successful nonprofit, you know, all the basics of business still apply.
And if you really wanted help figuring out how to start the nonprofit after you got your sponsorship, Stevie Ray, the Nonprofit Association of Oregon, I would call their help and referral line because they're the experts on that.
Gosh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
So, Stevie Ray, so we're going to be giving out some phone numbers at the end of this show. So I feel like you should call some folks up and pursue it more and ask more questions, because even as you figure out like what resources are out there, your vision might even change a little bit. So, mm-hmm. God, that is so interesting. This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio, and I have to say that coming up at 9 on Political Perspectives, host Marianne Barisonic interviews David Swanson about his new book, War is a Lie, in which he exposes the reality of why the U.S. is constantly at war. At 10, Air Cascadia is off for the holidays. We'll hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on The Recovery Zone, host Stephanie Potter looks at why we can and must recycle everything with Janet, who founded the Institute for Material Sustainability in Portland. And at 10, we feature a holiday rebroadcast of Dancing Dan's Christmas, a short story written by Damon Runyon and read by Naples Yellow. That sounds wild. So that's coming up this morning. And this is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. We're live in the studio with Joy Hunt, Doug Cooper, and Kathy Turner talking about the Oregon Individual Development Account program and how people in the Portland area, actually people all over the state of Oregon, can potentially get a little bit of financial education to build your wealth, go to college, buy a house, make some home repairs, something super cool like that. The number to call if you have questions for our guests is 503-231-8187. And we have Rebecca on the line. Rebecca, do you have a vision of something that you want to see happen?
Actually, I've already participated in the IDA Savings
Program. Dude, what did you do? What did you do?
I've got a Spanish language center in Northeast Portland, Tierra Educational Center, and it's just finished its first year, and Mercy Corps was really instrumental in getting the business off to a solid start with this program.
It's Spanish language center. What is it? Tell us more about it.
Teach Spanish language to adults and children in the Portland area, small group classes, and we've got some on-site ESL classes as well that we do. For businesses that have a high number of Spanish-speaking staff.
And it's a business. It's not a nonprofit?
That's correct.
Wow. So how did you come up with that idea, and how did you plug into this program?
Well, I co-owned the business with a partner who's actually from Mexico, and we had just met and knew that there was a need for more people to learn the Spanish language in Portland. So we just pooled our skills and got this started about a year ago.
So I'm really interested in the timeline aspect of it. So when you and your pal had this great idea, how long did it take you from the time that you had the idea until the time that you started the business? How long did it take?
Actually, it was pretty fast for us. I would say within 6 months got it going, but that was also as helped a lot and sped up by this program. The match money from the program actually helped us get a lot of the necessary stuff for the startup of it, and that's like copy machine, laptops. So while it would have taken us a lot longer without support.
Wow. So what kind of I'm really interested in when you started your business and you've been going for a year, what difference do you think this effort or this your business has made in your neighborhood and your community? I mean, do you feel as though this whole effort that you put in has made a difference to the people around you?
Yes, for sure. We hear stories every day because a lot of our students are nurses or they work in social service agencies and they're learning Spanish so that they can better communicate and help their patients. We have people from all different walks of life that have taken classes from us. And we've been growing every month and we've been able to hire, we've got four part-time teachers right now. And the majority of them are native Spanish speakers, so they're often minorities themselves. So we are contributing to the academy in that way. So
that is so great. Well, I really appreciate your calling, Rebecca. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, yeah, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
You know what, Stevie Ray, if you're still listening, maybe your vision doesn't have to necessarily be a nonprofit. And so I still think that you should be calling up these folks and talking about your idea, because it's interesting to me looking around. I know that nonprofits have certain kinds of hoops that you have to jump through, and maybe that's not always the way it has to be. So I mean, I'm just really interested in that. And we do have a couple more callers that. The number to call is 503-231-8187. Itzel?
Yes. Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Itzel. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. Itzel is one of our valued partners at the Portland Housing Center.
Oh, so can you talk a little bit about how the Portland Housing Center works with this program? Yes.
I am calling because I can talk to you about our program, and I also want to express my support because it is the IDA program is really changing the life of many Oregon households. It gives them an opportunity to build an asset. In our case, they become homeowners. And I just want to give you some numbers because I think this is incredible. Last year, we graduated 41 participants from a program. That means 41 households that became homeowners. They have to take a four-week financial fitness class through our program. They have to meet with our home buying specialist pretty often. And they learn how to budget. They learn about the importance of savings and long-term planning. And through their hard work, they could get $6,000 in matching funds towards their purchase. Mm. So it is a great program for the people we work with because let me just give you a quote here from one of our homeowners. It says, "I am buying a home in Cottage Grove. I am so excited. It is beautiful. It feels as if my life is changing for the better. I have struggled for years as a single mother of three kids, and I was never able to get ahead. Now I am able to buy my new home, and I feel as if this horrible struggle of poverty is behind me."
You know, the Portland Housing Center is kind of like one of these best kept secret organizations as well. I mean, in my day job, I've written about it a lot, but I think the Portland Housing Center just got a great big grant from the federal government, right? And you guys helped a record number of people purchase houses, I think, this year, and you guys are on track to help people, even more people, next year. And we're not talking about rich people buying snout houses or anything like that.
No. With the IDA program, the average price for a home was $171,000. That's the average price that the IDA participants buy their house in that price range. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how do people hook up with you to participate in your program that you're doing? For people that are listening right now and they're like, God, you know, I can never get ahead, but I'm always just so close to being able to do it, but I can never do it. How do people, Itzel, how do they connect with you so that they can learn more about what the Portland Housing Center is doing with the IDA?
I would be happy to answer questions. They could call us at 503-282-7744. And again, our phone number is 503-282-7744. We also have a website at www.portlandhousingcenter.org. And just like you mentioned, we helped last year many, many home buyers to purchase a house. And right now, we are just very, very busy with many people wanted to enroll in our program. through our program, they take a financial fitness class. It's a four-hour class that they have to attend, and also a home buying class. And we have two amazing home buying counselors on board who meet one-to-one with our customers. And they pretty much tell them what the next steps are so that they can be ready to buy. People in our program could buy in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, because our main goal is not only create homeowners, but to create homeowners that are able to keep their house.
Right. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Itzel. Thanks for calling in. She's from the Portland Housing Center. That's portlandhousingcenter.org. I know some of those people over there, and they're fun, and they're fun to be in a small room with. So, seriously, I think that a lot of people listening, a lot of people, especially younger people, think, I work with this wonderful person who is 28 years old, and he thinks that he and his wife are never going to ever be able to buy a house. And I think that some of these programs are out there to actually educate people and make it possible. And this is, you know, homeownership's not for everyone, but I think that some of these programs actually change our neighborhoods for the better. And it's actually something that brings stability, not just to you, but to all of us and all the people around us. This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. We're live in the studio with Joy, Doug, and Kathy. We're talking about the Oregon Individual Development Account Program, which helps people who are sort of middle-class people, slightly under middle-class people, to get financial education and come up with a plan to start a business, buy a house, or go to school. And there's a lot more about that as well. And the website to find out more about that is
IDA.neighborhoodpartnerships.org.
And we do have a bunch of callers on the line. Excuse me. Joanne, what's going on? What do you think, Joanne?
Well, I have a question, but I think I know the answer. But anyway, here goes. Can the program help an old woman living in public housing and her daughter who's living in Section 8, her daughter who has children with disability, and she has disabilities? Can you help these people get out of this prison of Section 8 and public housing? Or is this too big for you? Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, Joanne. What do you think? What kind of, you know, what's the average person who gets help? I think Joanne's asking about specifically housing.
Yeah. In fact, Joanne, one of our partners in this area is the Housing Authority of Portland. So we really do work with, you know, Oregonians from all backgrounds and all walks of life, including folks that are on Section 8 and public housing. You know, I think the road is long if you have a very low income to get to a place where you can do sustainable homeownership. But we're lucky in Portland that we have a lot of great programs like Habitat for Humanity and the Proud Grand Land Trust program that are homeownership programs that are tailored towards very low income folks. And so I would encourage you to reach out to us, or to encourage the people that you know to reach out to us, so we can try to figure out if there's a program that they could work with that could be a good fit for them, even at their income level, at their current income level.
And Joanne, we're going to give that phone number out at the end of the show. But it is interesting when you look at, sometimes, again, you know, here at KBOO, and we do a lot of political programming, and we're always looking at what's wrong, and the war is horrible, and the economy is horrible, and I don't know what Obama's doing sometimes. It makes me kind of crazy. But sometimes when I look around, there's good things happening everywhere I look, and we don't talk about what's working often enough. And you just mentioned Proud Ground, which I think just changed its name. It's a land trust program. Some of these organizations, we're so lucky to have them in Portland. You know, there are resources out there, and it might not always be that easy to work through all the steps, but I think that you can. And Joanne, I think a key element is being able to get to the places where people are having these financial literacy classes. I mean, you have to be able to get out there and get your household hooked up to them. But gosh, Joanne, I mean, I'd love to see you and your super cool family be able to even meet other people who are trying to do the same thing. To me, that's the other thing that we're not talking that much about, is bringing people together that are all trying to strive to do the same thing through these classes. And the classes are all free, aren't they? You don't have to pay to go to the classes.
Actually, ours is a charge.
How much is it?
$150, but there are scholarships available if that's a barrier.
So you got a scholarship thing. Right on.
Yeah, I just want to support what you're saying, Lisa. One thing I really love and feel good about my life living in Portland is that there's so many local businesses here. And I think that that isn't something that just happens on accident. I think programs like the ADA program, the work that Mercy Corps does, and you know, some of our other small business partners that we have in Portland really contribute to giving us a city where there's a lot of opportunities to buy local and to support the local economy by shopping at local businesses. And I think, frankly, I think this program is a part of that. And so it, you know, that type of product isn't an accident. It's something that really happens intentionally. And I think groups like Mercy Corps and programs like the Individual Development Account program really contribute to having a strong local economy.
All right. And the number to call if you have questions about this program, if you're thinking that you might want to enroll in this program, the number to call is 503-231-8872. Join this conversation and talk to Joy, Doug, and Kathy. And we have Christina on the line. What are you thinking about, Christina?
Well, hi. I just wanted to say this has been a great program. It's nice to have some resources out there and some guidance. I am just kind of in that situation where I did open a small business about 8 months ago, and it's done amazing, you know.
Congratulations.
But I'm kind of thinking of, like, the next steps to take, and I'm definitely going to call this your guys' number and see what I can do.
What is your business?
It's a full-body waxing salon, and it's in the Marion County area. Mm. One question I did have was, is it for any sort of business, or is it just for businesses that kind of help the community?
No, we've helped a wide variety of businesses. Anything from education classes, like our participant that called in, to food class or food-based businesses, to manufacturing, to a real wide variety.
All right, and thanks a lot, Christina.
Thank you.
That was a really interesting question that she brought up, too. I bet there's a lot of people out there that have maybe started their businesses already, but they need a little bit more. Maybe they could definitely benefit by the classes. I mean, do you have to not have already started your business to participate yet?
No, we have a lot of businesses that are up and running.
Yeah, just last week I was speaking with a woman over in near Baker City, and she and her husband own a boat business where they take people out, rent boats to take people out fishing on all the lakes around there. And they had already started their business, but they needed to buy a pontoon boat so that they could expand their business for bigger groups. And she went through this program, and they were able through that to buy their extra boat, and then ultimately also a truck to haul the boat. So their business is thriving as a result of this. Mm. And the other thing she said, which I thought was great, was she said that she found at financial education more valuable than her college degree. Of course, I want you to all go to college, but this is really valuable stuff, yes.
To me, that's the thing that's really attractive, because in my house, in my family, we do okay, but it's really hard to budget, I think, in the 21st century, because we have two adults with debit cards, and we're taking money out of the machine, and we're spending it on this, and you do sit down and you fill out all of your, you know, you pay all your bills, but there's so many moving parts, you know. And it's the same thing is true of when we bought our first house years and years and years ago. My partner and I he jokes about how when we bought this first house in 1990, we signed one paper. Right?
Oh, wow.
And we sold that house and bought another house like about 4 years ago with this wonderful realtor who I should bring on the air sometime because she's so fun. But there was like, it was like a phone book, all the things that we had to sign. And when you're talking about taking a class and how to buy a house, no kidding. And I feel as though a class like that probably would have helped a lot of people from being defrauded or being victims of fraud in the home mortgage industry, which Bank of America just got popped by the federal government, fined a Mondo amount for cheating people. Countrywide Savings and Loan is banned from doing business in the state of Washington. Actually, wow. They were bought by Bank of America. The Attorney General of the state of Oregon and McKenna, the Washington State Attorney General, on their websites, they have huge sections about information about how people cannot be cheated with just by getting a mortgage. So these are huge issues, and it's something that obviously could benefit anyone from taking a class like that. And I think we have another caller. Hey, we have Charles on the line. Charles, what's going on?
Well, I'd like to get stimulated here with the money. Is there a way to have a stimulus package? Is the government kicking in anything?
All the contributions actually come from individual contributors who are then eligible for a 75% Oregon tax credit. So this is a partnership with individual contributors. The state of Oregon passed the legislation, but it really, all the money comes from Oregonians, individual Oregonians. They're not tax dollars.
Yeah, although I mean, I guess your tax write-off, in a sense, is like a state contribution in a way, but it's definitely not any of that stimulus money specifically. Charles, do you have a vision of something that you'd like to accomplish through a program like this?
Yes, I'd like to have a home and fix it up and have nice. My tax has gone up about double, property taxes. Gone way up.
Yeah, ours has too. It's kind of scary. It's kind of shocking.
Is there any union some kind of protection to it? What happened? They double it from 1,200 to 3,000?
Well, actually, Charles, I feel as though Oregon state law makes it so that our property taxes can only rise, 3% or something a year?
Yeah, there's a limit in state law in Oregon. I'm not exactly sure what the percent is, but it's relatively low compared to other states.
Yeah, although it's... At my house, we've just been looking at how all the taxes and fees for everything have gone up. And here in the Portland area, we passed all these levies for the zoo and I feel like Metro and a few other things. And our taxes really, it's scaring me how high it's gone up. And now the schools are going to ask for a huge tax levy. And that is one of the issues that goes into that makes it so difficult to visualize buying a house, because there's a lot of responsibility involved in that, and a lot of hidden expenses too, which I'm assuming that's what people would be learning in your financial classes around that.
Oh yeah, in fact, one thing the evaluation that was recently released by Portland State University found is that an outcome of the program is that a year after completing the program, people are continuing to save and keep and develop emergency savings funds, which we feel like is a really essential part of maintaining homeownership over the long term. So a year after being in the program, there's real sort of life change that people are used to making sacrifices every month to maintain their budget, including keeping an emergency fund and making sure to have extra money around for things that, you know, only come up twice a year, like your car insurance or like taxes or, you know, things like that that don't necessarily fall into a monthly budget but are expenses that you can expect to encounter over the course of the calendar year.
And that's equally true of running a small business. Right. You absolutely have to have those funds available, and you have to have the discipline to put that money aside and have it there when you need it.
Mm. And I think we have one more caller. Okay, we don't have one more caller. Great. This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. We have live in the studio today Joy, Doug, and Kathy talking about the Oregon Individual Development Account program that it's been operating for 10 years, 11 years.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it's a financial, it's an educational program. It's a grant. And we're running out of show, but I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to just go around the table and just say, you know, what's the most important thing that our listeners should know about this program? I mean, because people can benefit if they enroll, but also you need more people to contribute so that the money's there for us to support our neighbors going to college, getting a house, starting a business, right? So can we... Let's go around the room one last time and just what's the most important thing that people should know about it?
Just that the program is a really positive thing. If you are thinking about buying your first home or thinking about going back to school or starting a business or expanding a business, there's support out there for you. Opening an individual development account isn't something that you do overnight. It takes at least 6 months of making deposits to a savings account. Or up to 3 years, and it is sort of a long-term commitment. But if that's something, a goal that you have in mind that you're willing to work towards, there are groups out here in this community that are available to support you, and it would be really excited to hear from you.
And Joy, now, what's your phone number?
Oh, yes. So my phone number. So my name is Joy, and I do referrals for the program. So if you're looking for an IDA provider, please please give me a call. My number is 503-226-3001, extension 102. Let me say that again. If you're looking for a referral for the IDA program, my number is 503-226-3001, extension 102. Thanks so much.
Great. And how about you, Doug Cooper, Mercy Corps Northwest? What's the most important thing that people should know about this program or how to participate in it?
I think that the most important thing is that this is community building at its best in several respects. If you're contributing to the fund, you're not only benefiting from a 75% tax credit, but you're helping your neighbors and you're helping your community to build themselves up. And that benefits everybody. And if you're a participant, you're helping to contribute to a local economy, to a more stable neighborhood. Any way you participate in the program, you're actually helping to build a community.
Okay, so Mercy Corps Northwest, your piece is around
Small business development with the IDAs.
So how do people hook up with you over there?
You could either check out our website, which is mercycorpsnw.org, or our phone number is 503-896-5870.
Great. Awesome. And so, Kathy Turner, Neighborhood Partnerships, I feel like you're the authority on how we contribute money to
and
it.
That's going to be my closing thing here, is that I just really want to encourage people to go ahead and give us a call or go on our website, ida.neighborhoodpartnerships.org. And contribute. You know, we have small and large contributors. All together, they help raise, you know, between $4.7 and $5 million, which goes directly back to help Oregon's economy. And you're eligible for a 75% tax credit. So happy holidays, everyone.
So if people want to contribute, how do we do it? And do you have a number?
Yes, my 503-226-3001. Give us a call or go online at ida.neighborhoodpartnerships.org. And we're looking forward to it. Do it before December 31st.
Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday. Marianne Barisonic is in the building, so stay tuned for Political Perspectives.